My hair story is sort of a hair story. It's more of just a plain old crazy event story, I guess. So I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Bolivia a couple years ago, and it was after college, and there was definitely a theme of, like, we got there, and everyone stopped shaving, everyone stopped cutting their hair, and it was just, like, being a hippie and, you know, just, like, doing all the stuff you weren't allowed to do in the U.S., I guess. So at this point, it had been, like, a year that I'd been in country, and my hair was, like, all the way down to here. And so I was having a lovely afternoon. I had my neighbor's kids out on the porch, and they were reading books. And I had been cutting up vegetables and went to light my little stove. And so my hair is, like, I don't know, like a couple feet long. And I, like, set my little broccoli on the stove all ready for a big lunch and light the match, and the stove just completely explodes in my face. And the gas is burning all the way up to here. And, you know, it's amazing when these really intense moments happen, how it can be like an instant, but you have like all of these different thoughts. And the first thought was I could smell burning hair. And I was like, oh, great. You know, I definitely should have done something about that by now. But so burning hair, and I thought, oh, God, I have no face now. And then the second thought was, now I'll never be a doctor. And so, you know, because I've never had a doctor who didn't have a face. Like, that's nothing I've experienced. And so I figured it was, like, out of the realm of possibility. And so I had this moment where the gas was still burning, and I didn't quite know what to do. And so I was like, oh, should I reach through there and try and get it off? But I was like, or turn it off, and I was like, but I have no face, so, like, what's the point anymore? So I stepped outside, you know, still not entirely certain about, like, what was happening with the situation. All I knew was there was none of this and probably none of that. And the kids that were reading on the porch, they just looked at me. And it was like that painting, The Scream. Like, their jaws just dropped, and they just went, like, and they looked at me. And so, of course, I just went, like, you know, we all went running out from the house, and then my Bolivian neighbors were all amazing. I don't know where they came from. They were all having lunch, and people were, like, jumping through the bushes. They heard there was a fire, and, like, my closest neighbors all came, and they were pouring water on and all this stuff. And I could tell as soon as I was around other people that I'm pretty sure I still have a face because no one was running to me. But, you know, got the fire out. It was amazing that, like, the whole house didn't end up going up. But when I did finally look in the mirror, I did have, like, a very, it was, like, I like to call it, like, a Bolivian perm. Like, it was just sort of out there, and I had no eyelashes, but I still had my eyebrows. And so, you know, got all cleaned up the place and called my, you know, got settled in. And then later that day, went to call my closest friend. And so had, like, the one cell phone. And I think actually I had to, like, go climb on top of someone's oven in order to, like, get the reception to call him. And I was like, Chachi, guess what happened? He's like, what? I was like, my oven just exploded in my face. And instead of, like, any, this guy also had pretty long hair, too. Instead of, like, any sympathy or anything like that, he was like, please tell me that you have no eyebrows, because that would be hilarious. But I got him because I did have eyebrows, so there. Anyway, so now, along with Meg Adams, I'm a couple of months away from graduating as a nurse practitioner, and I still have a face, and I still have hair, but not quite as long.